Have you heard this phrase before? It is, Father, what a waste. I first heard it in the seminary when people applied this phrase to priests who were especially talented and gifted. They were intelligent and smart, handsome like movie stars, compassionate and loving, strong and courageous, faith-filled and devout. And did I mention handsome? Sometimes people refer to such priests as Father Dreamy because he's like a dream come true. As for me, I was never called Father Dreamy. While I was studying canon law in Washington, D.C., I decided to grow my beard to see what I would look like. You know, kind of like that no shave November idea. Well, my beard grew out very thick and straight out like a porcupine. And my friends started calling me Hezbollah. Sorry, I don't mean any offense to the radical Islamist group in Lebanon. But the idea of Father, what a waste, or Father Dreamy, is that this man could have done so much more with his life. Instead of becoming a simple priest, he could have become a movie star, maybe, and driven down Rodeo Drive in a convertible. He could have become a Wall Street tycoon who could have donated tons of money to the church. Or maybe even the President of the United States, and brought peace and prosperity to the world. Wouldn't that be better than being a poor priest just saying mass and hearing confessions all day? What a waste! Has that thought ever crossed your mind when you see an especially gifted priest? Well, don't worry. You are not the first person to ever think that. So did the people in the gospel reading today. In arguably one of the most pivotal points in John's gospel, chapter 6, Jesus feeds over 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But for my money, that's not really the amazing part of the story. It's what happens next. How do the people react to that miracle? Well, they want to carry Jesus off and make him a king. In other words, they had found the perfect priest, Father Dreamy. And surely his talents were being wasted just preaching and healing and blessing babies in the Palestinian countryside. Jesus could do so much more if we made him a king. And how did Jesus react to their reaction? John writes, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. It's almost as if Jesus is saying, I would rather be, Father, what a waste, rather than the king of the world, as Leonardo DiCaprio said in the movie Titanic. That is, I don't want to feed you with the bread of men, but with the bread of angels. I don't want to heal just your physical wounds, but your moral and spiritual ones. I didn't come just so that you might live forever on earth. I came so that you might live eternally in heaven. You see, Jesus spent his life as an itinerant preacher and died poor and penniless and perfect on the cross. Jesus was the greatest Father, what a waste, that ever lived. Father Dreamy, who chose the cross instead of the castle. As you know, I am now the administrator of Trinity Junior High. We don't have a lot of money, and so I'm mowing the grass there these days, and I rather enjoy it. People often think I'm the gardener now, which I guess is a little better than people thinking I'm Hezbollah. But while I mow, I've got lots of time to reflect on why more parents don't send their children to Trinity Junior High or to other Catholic schools. Of course, for some people, it's a financial burden, and that's understandable. But that's not the case for everyone. I suspect that some parents may think it's a waste to send their child to Catholic schools in order for them to learn about their Catholic faith. Surely they can spend that tuition money on so many other things that could do so much more good for their children and for the world. Doesn't every mother and father want their child to be a movie star or a business tycoon or the president of the United States? And they wonder, will that happen if my child goes to a Catholic school? Maybe all that's going to happen is that my child will become a father. What a waste! And so, you see, enrollment in Catholic schools declines for the very same reason that people in the gospel wanted Jesus to become a king instead of the suffering servant that Isaiah prophesied. We want Father Dreamy to choose the castle instead of the cross. Ask yourself today, if you had been in that crowd and seen the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish, would you have wanted to make Jesus a king so that he could do so much more? Or would you have followed Jesus to the cross and watched him die as a father? What a waste. You know what the right answer is. But is that how we live our every day? St. Francis of Assisi once said that if you were walking down the street and at the same time you came across an angel from heaven and a priest, you should stop and greet the priest first and then the angel second. Why? Because only the priest can give you the sacraments that will give you eternal life, not the angel. And by the way, that would be true even if the priest looks like Father Hezbollah. Praised be Jesus Christ.